This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First thing is, jinns are not bad.
Not all jinns are bad, yes. That's a misconception, right? Number one.
So that's first thing. Yeah. A lot of things that a lot of people think, oh my god, jinns. When they hear the word jinn, they associate it with the evil jinns.
What is a jinn? I guess for our viewers that are unfamiliar.
So a jinn, the word jinn has been mentioned in the Quran. They are a species Allah created that are in the unseen world from our eyes. They see us, but we don't see them. And they've been here on the earth longer than us, right? And they're all around us. They're around wherever they are. But there's two categories, primarily two categories. There are the jinns who are believers. Jinn who are mu'minun. And they've been even mentioned in Surah Jinn, the 72nd chapter of the Quran. And then there are the jinn who are the rebellious jinn. So they have now, they're not in the obedience of Allah. They're disobedient. So they are known as shayateen. They are jinns. Their other name is shayateen or shaitan or devils. That's the word we give to them, right? So they're mischievous. But the same thing is amongst humans. Humans are also categorized in two categories. You've got good humans, you've got humans with evil intent. And the Surah Nas captures it by saying, min al-jinnati wan nas, the shaytan. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas. Allah says, min al-jinnati wan nas. He exists or she exists from amongst the jinn and from amongst humankind. Okay, so both are there. Okay, that's the primary thing. Next thing is, look, if I've got a good jinn now, would I want to get rid of that good jinn? Why would I get rid of a good jinn? If a good jinn is around, if they're somewhere, alhamdulillah, they're a believer, they're not going to harm me. In fact, they'll probably be good. Their presence is probably going to be good because they're going to be reading Quran. They'll be doing their own salah. So certain Muslim homes, they have good jinns. Those good jinns never bother you. In fact, their presence in your house is probably going to ward off the bad jinns from coming in. Right, so people shouldn't be freaked out with jinn because there are certain good jinns that we have around us. Right?
La ilaha illa